Hey team, welcome back to the channel. In today's video, we are looking at three systems you can implement into your sports business that will help you immediately start to scale towards that six-figure mark. If you want to talk to me directly about your sports business, my email address is in the description below. Give us an email and let's have a chat. If my book has been released, there'll also be a link to that too. Okay, let's jump into system number one. System number one is producing monthly profit and loss accounts. This means knowing exactly what's coming in and exactly what is going out. And you can pinpoint what's doing well and pinpoint what's costing you a lot. You can then start taking action to up and improve one system or take action to control what's going out. So things coming in that you need to be tracking are memberships. How many members do you have and how much are they bringing in each month? How many pay-as-you-goes have you had that day, that week, that month? How many one-to-one clients have you trained and how much money have you got from that? How much merchandise have you sold? Have you done any workshops and how much they've brought in? You should not just have something that tells you what it is monthly, but a breakdown of per week and per day. So an account that says on Monday 1st, those six items, this is what we made. On the 2nd, on the 3rd, on the 4th, on the 5th, on the 6th. So I can then go back and have a look exactly any day in that month and know exactly how much I've brought in. And at the end of the month, I can look at how much one-to-one training's brought me in, how much my memberships brought me in, how much my merchandise sales have brought me in. And then I can compare it to previous months. Why was my merchandise higher last month than this month? Why haven't I taken in as much money last month on one-to-ones as I have this month? So it gives you a real good idea of where you need to focus your energy and maybe where some of the things are slipping. So that's the money in. Money out, things like your rent, if you have any staff, that needs to go down. If you have paid for any kit, you need to put that in there. Any rates, any sort of utility bills, that needs to go in there. Any tech admin payments for like websites and hosting and things like that. So what you need to do is have a look at that and you look at that month to month to month. Is there something that is starting to creep up? Are you for some reason buying more kit, or if so, why? And now you can have a look at how much money is going out of the business. So just on a real quick glance, you can see money in versus money out. Are you actually making a profit? If you don't know if you're making a profit or not, you're not going to have a business for very long. And then you can really start to break it down. Right, I can increase my personal training, my one-to-one training. And at the same time as doing that, I need to look at maybe reducing my rates. Maybe my utility bills have come up. Maybe I'm leaving the lights on for too long. Without having the information in front of you, without tracking it, you're never going to be able to improve it. So the first thing you need to do immediately is to start producing your own profit and loss accounts each month and then taking action on what the results tell you. System number two is about tracking your leads. So many people do not do this. If I asked you right now, how many leads have you had so far in March, you should be able to tell me. Then it's more than just tracking them. So it's all good and well you telling me I've had 20 leads so far. My next question would be, where did those leads come from? Did those leads go on and sign up for a trial? If they did sign up for a trial, how many actually turned up? And then if they did turn up, how many went on to buy a membership or buy into your program? All these numbers tell me something. Let's say 20 people have contacted you, and we won't worry in a moment about where, we'll talk about that shortly. Let's say 20 people have made contact with you. From that, 10 of those have now booked a trial. Let's fast forward on from those 10, 5 turned up and one of those signed up. This tells you exactly how many leads you need to get one new client. In this case, it's 20 leads to get one new client. So if you wanted 5 new clients that month, the math tells you that you need 100 leads. You need 100 people contacting you to whittle that down to 5 members that month. So tracking your leads tells you exactly how you're doing. You may also look at the numbers and see that you have 20 people booking an appointment, but only one person showing up. That tells you that there needs to be some work done between them making that appointment and actually turning up. Maybe a bit of work in there, maybe an email before, however you want to do it. How can you improve that number? There might be a breakdown. Maybe 20 people are turning up, but no one is actually signing up. So maybe there's a breakdown in the session that's being delivered, or how we're upselling the membership at the end of that session, at the end of that trial. So these numbers will tell you absolutely everything you need to know. And then you need to know where these leads are coming from. Most of the time, and I was guilty of this, I assumed all my leads were coming from my fantastic social media campaigns that I was running. Boy, was I wrong. When I started tracking where these leads were coming from, I found that by a large majority, referrals. So let's say in a percentage, I'd say 50% were coming from referrals. 40% were then coming from Google. Now, I was putting no money into Google, but 40% were coming from Google, and the other 10% were coming from social media campaigns, email campaigns. And that was that. I was focusing all my energy on my social media, when in fact, I needed to be focusing my energy on more referral campaigns. I needed to be focusing my energy on maybe some Google campaigns, because that's where 90% of my leads were coming from. And if I hadn't tracked it, I'd still to this day believe it was my social media that was bringing in the clients. So make sure every time a lead contacts you, you find out where they heard about you. Simplest way, add it onto the form as a must answer question before they can submit that form. You need to know where these leads are coming from. So system number two you need to implement is know your numbers in terms of leads. Track how many people are contacting you, track how many people are then moving on to an appointment, how many people are showing up, and how many people are then signing up. That will tell you so much about your system, and then make sure you know where these leads are coming from so you can double down on what's working. Maybe not spend as much time on the things that aren't bringing in as many leads. And finally, system number three is tracking retention. How many members are you losing each month? And look, we are going to lose members each month. No one is going to stay forever. But you need to understand how many you are actually losing. Now, 5% is roughly the maximum that we want to be losing. So out of 100 members, we should only be losing around 5 in any one month. So that's the benchmark. So you need to know, are you losing more than your 5%? And if so, why? Because retaining members is a damn sight cheaper than it is to get new members. So if we can plug some of the holes in our bucket, it'll mean our membership will continue to rise. However, if we have too many holes in the bucket and we're losing too much, it doesn't matter how much we put into the top of the bucket, our membership is at best going to stay level, if not decrease. So we need to know our numbers and know how many members we are losing each month, and then try and find out why. So system number three is quite simple. Know your numbers, know how many members you are losing each month, and the smaller you can get the number, the more profitable your business is going to be. That's it, team. It was only a short video. There are three systems that if you implement your business today, will start giving you results literally in a matter of days. It will give you focus. It will tell you where you need to concentrate your energy, how you can build the business, how you can keep more members, and how you can make more profit. If you want to have a chat with me directly about your sports business and how you could improve it and improve the profits, email address is in the description below. I look forward to hearing from you and working with you. Subscribe to the channel. Also check out the podcast, and I will see you very soon.